This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Typecasting is not really one of Alan Cumings' problems.
I don't know if I'm cut out for this, Logan. It goes against my peaceful nature.
You might know him as the mutant Nightcrawler in X-Men or as the foul-mouthed political operative Eli Gold on The Good Wife.
What the hell were you thinking, you stupid bastard?
Or as a Russian bad guy in a Bond film.
Nobody screws with Boris Grishenko.
Or as the master of ceremonies in Cabaret on Broadway.
Welcome, bienvenue, welcome.
Alan Cumming, this is your life.
Yeah.
Brenda, étranger, stranger.
Just now, he is back on Broadway in a show that wildly flaunts his shape-shifting abilities. It's Macbeth, starring Alan Cumming as both Macbeths and Banquo and Duncan and Macduff and pretty much everybody else. Alan Cumming, welcome to Studio 360.
I feel like I've died, and this is my memorial service that I'm being able to.
Well, we loved you very much.
Thanks.
So doing this one-man Macbeth does seem like the ultimate actor's dare somehow.
It sort of was like a dare in that I didn't intend it to happen. I wanted to do Macbeth in a not quite an extreme way. I wanted to do it when I would play Macbeth and Lady Macbeth on alternate nights. And it was Andy Goldberg, who's one of the directors along with John Tiffany. He said he had this idea, and why don't I play all the parts in this psychiatric unit? And we'll build this narrative about who this person is that comes into the psychiatric unit and why he's doing Macbeth on top of the actual play. It'll be amazing. I was like, done. And then then I had to do it.
And then once you were doing it, was there a point where you go, this is really not going to work? What am I doing?
There was a moment when I thought, I can't do this. It's too much. I can't learn all the whole play. I just felt it was I'd taken on too much.
I can imagine throughout the play, you move between multiple characters in seconds. I want to play a clip of you playing both Lady Macbeth and Macbeth plotting the murder of the king.
I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out had I so sworn as you have done to this. If we should fail. We fail! But screw your courage to the sticking place and we'll not fail.
For me, really, it was the movement that was the biggest thing. Just like how to be able to, with one gesture, make the audience know now you're a different person.
Right. One of those gestures is when Lady Macbeth is in dialogue with somebody, you do this thing with a towel where it's down when she's a dude and pulls it up when it's she.
Yes.
Which the first time or two it happens, you get a laugh.
Yes.
I can imagine the nature of this, probably you had to figure out when not to get too many laughs.
Yes.
That would be a general problem, right?
Yes. But also you have to let the audience know they can laugh.
Yeah.
And you have to let them know that's allowed, because later on when there's certain really horrible things happen, both in the play and to me as Alan, the performer, I think people need to know that there's going to be, if I do something that's funny, then there's some moment of release for them to know that I'm still capable of making you laugh in spite of what's just happened.
I mean, it's hard to stop thinking, my God, how is he doing this? How is he going? How is he enduring this? And you end up, you know, half naked and wet and an erect at the end.
Is it erect?
Is it?
That
is
doesn't
it,
happen, by the way.
Is it the hardest kind of physical thing you've ever done as an actor?
Yes, by far. It's physically the stamina you need to be able to have, you know, keep that energy up for an hour and 45 minutes, as well as, you know, there are some actual physically very difficult things I do on stage. And also just emotionally, I find that the emotional duress of it kind of goes into your body as well.
I'd never seen a Scotsman play Macbeth. Did that make you think about this in a different way than if you were just an American or an Englishman?
I don't think Macbeth, the play or the man, is a good advertisement for Scottish, you know, home rule or independence or Scottish character.
But they're difficult and crabby, aren't they?
Thank you. Yeah, so are Americans. But I've played Hamlet, and Romeo, and now a lot of more of the people in Macbeth, in my own voice. And what I love about doing Shakespeare in my own voice is that the guttural thing of my voice, the onomatopoeic, diphthongy qualities of a Scottish accent really work well for that language. So I find it more personal doing it in my own voice.
You act in big budget movies. You act in small independent movies. You're on television. You're in theater. You're on Broadway. When you were starting out in Glasgow, did you have a notion of here's the career I want?
Well, yes, but it wasn't this. I actually, because people sometimes say, "Well, Alan, you know, is it your dream to be in Hollywood and Broadway?" And I go, "No."
You should interview yourself just using that voice.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
What's your next project? Anything new coming? Any funny stories?
You are fun to watch as an actor in almost always or always is because you seem to be having fun.
I do have fun. If you're not having fun, I think don't do it. That's always my advice to young actors or people who say, "I think I'm going to give it a go." I say, "Absolutely, give it a go." But if it doesn't work, if it makes you unhappy, do something else. Life's too short.
So that's the advice you give to young actors. Now, did you ever get any perfect piece of advice as a young actor?
I mean, I didn't. I don't know if I asked. I just watched people and I saw what made people happy and what didn't. And as a director, I've been very conscious of my experience as an actor and lots of other people's sets, and it's easy to make people feel good, and it's easy to be kind. It's better to be kind, and that's really my whole ethos.
Speaking of directing, you worked with Stanley Kubrick on his final film, Eyes Wide Shut. I want to play a clip from that.
I noticed Mr. Nightingale had a bruise on his cheek, and to be perfectly honest, I also thought he looked a little scared.
So what was it like working with the genius Stanley Kubrick?
I kind of bitch slapped him on the first morning of the shoot when he, because I auditioned so many times just on tape and from various places in the world. And, you know, it got to the point I was like, really? It's like one scene. It's not King Lear here. Finally, it was, you know, after six times when it was going to be tomorrow. It's going to be next week. I finally came to the set and they were like, "There you are, Alan. It's time to go to the set. Now here's Stanley and Tom Cruise." I'd met Tom. I was like, "Hey, Tom, blah, blah, blah. Nice to see you." And I went, "Hey, Stanley, I'm Alan." He went, "You're not American," like that, right? All annoying. It's like 5:30 in the morning. And I went, "I know, Stanley." And he went, "I'm Scottish." And he went, "You're American on the tape." And I went, "Yeah, that's because I'm an actor, Stanley."
Did you think you were going to get fired at that moment?
I felt like he was testing me.
Yeah.
And I stood up to him. And I think, and he actually really respected me. He thought it was, I could see in his eye, he was like, "Ooh, you're interesting." And so after that, we got on like a house on fire. And I think that was an interesting thing about his character, that lots of people said, "Oh, he was really scary," and he, you know. But I think that breeds itself as well.
You have, it seems like forever, been an advocate for gay rights, and you're married. But there was a point back in the last century, right, where you suddenly became public about your sexuality. Was that a decision that you like fretted over, or just, they're asking, I'll say?
I find it interesting. People, the first question they would ask me when I started to become quite famous was I gay or not? And I would always say to them, "Why? Do you fancy me?" I mean, because I actually thought the interesting thing about it was not
Is this a date?
Yeah, really. Yeah. And sometimes it was. So that's when I did it. And I also felt that it would be good to talk about it in my terms about what I felt about that. Because for me, it's not so black and white, you know.
Right.
And I've been married to a woman. I've had, I've had relationships with both sexes in different, you know, and back and forth a little bit. Obviously, now I'm married to a man, so I don't imagine the pendulum swinging radically back. But I do think it's important to... I find the notion that people have about the grey area of sexuality that is bisexuality not being properly discussed or given a place.
Or even believed.
Or even believed, yes, even believed.
And you are, like Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber, now you have a fragrance.
I had it first, thank you.
And it's called...
Coming.
Coming.
Actually, the one I've got now is called Second Coming.
Really? Changes the pun.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a clip from your commercial for Coming.
I love this. Coming is sexy.
smoky,
smoky,
manly.
You get laid when you
What is sexy? Well, it changes all the time. I think sexy's just being comfortable with yourself.
It's like a parody of a fragrance commercial, but it's a fragrance commercial.
That was the whole point. Yeah. It was like the whole thing I loved about that, that sort of confounded people, was that they weren't sure what they were supposed to think. But all the money from The Second Coming goes to charity.
Uh-huh.
All of it now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then it's all good.
It's all, you can smell good and do good.
Your character on The Good Wife is this brilliant shark-like political operative, Eli Gold. I want to play a clip to remind listeners who he is.
You know, I don't have many enemies in life. I get along with Republicans, Protestants, Catholics, even a few reporters. But the one thing I hate is amateurs.
Is he a guy you feel kinship with as a person?
I wouldn't be his friend in real life.
Right.
But I'm very, very fond of him.
And one comes across people like Eli Gold in, say, show business.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a definite.
He's like an agent.
And that makes me think of that thing, you know, that people say that politics is show business for ugly people. And I think that's kind of like, not true, but the two worlds, there are all these, like, I didn't know that world at all when I first started playing Eli, but I understand the concept of being managed and pushing an idea and being branded.
And as politics has become more like show business, there are more good-looking people in politics.
Exactly. So the saddest thing for me, and it's sort of happening in Britain now, is that, you know, the whole thing of you'd like to have a beer with someone, that is the criteria for them running your country, I think, is despicable and horrible. But it's happening everywhere in the world now. Everyone, you've got to have nice teeth to rule.
So Cabaret made you sort of famous in your first burst of fame in America 15 years ago, and you won all these awards for it. You're doing it again. You're coming back.
Apparently. I mean,
I read it in the newspaper.
Well, it must be true. I'm so confused because everybody seems to know. But yes is the answer. But, you know, not officially.
Right. And why do you want to do that?
Next year, I'll be 49. And I will, when I go into my 50th year, I will be doing Cabaret and I'll be dancing my ass off and being a big sex pot on Broadway. And I actually thought that would be a good thing to do when you're 50.
Yeah.
To banish any of those other things you might feel about being 50.
Also, that character played by a 49-year-old seems kind of more right than played by a 33-year-old.
Well, you know, I think it's about the spirit you bring to the thing, and actually the whole experience of what happened to me because of the show whilst I was doing it was so overwhelming, and I was so green, and I was so, that I'm actually looking forward to having that happen, seeing that happen to other people and experiencing it with other people. And that I won't be as scared.
Yes. You're seasoned.
I'm a seasoned old ham, yeah.
Alan Cumming, this has been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt. This is lovely.
Alan Cumming is starring in Macbeth on Broadway right now. And you can hear our full, unedited interview at studio360.org.